much rather talk about his diarrhea than the prank we're about to do.
Come on, that's horrible.
Roger's got the poopies.
Come on, that's just nasty.
I wish we had a camera set up in the studio.
2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. Could be a sunny day today, a high of 80.
As I said, coming up next, proof that you should have to pass a test. Yeah, this is something we both agree on. We've agreed about this. All of a sudden, on BAB, and he sprinted out the door, and
oh, come on, it's horrible.
And then all of a sudden, Brett and I, we're singing, like, we're making up song lyrics to Roger having to poop himself to the summer of 69. And then at the same time, Brett and I both look over. We see Ted's not in the studio either. And we're like, Roger's screwed if Ted's in the stall. It was going to be great. And then Roger's back before the second verse even starts.
Listen, there's no reason to get into details.
I'm pretty sure there's, you know, when you're going like that.
When you got a race.
There's a lot of
splash. There's a reason you got a race.
Yeah, but when you're going like that, there's a lot of splash up. I'm pretty sure you didn't squeegee the cheeks down.
No, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm doing.
I don't know.
I don't think we need to discuss it any further.
We're discussing.
It's fine.
We're discussing.
Everything's fine.
I don't think it's fine.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
If it's neat and tidy in that area, I know what I'm doing.
Roger's got the poopies.
Oh, boy.
Dude, it's okay. You're a human being. We've all been there.
My stomach's like...
I'm telling you,
really
man.
Bad. I mean, it's usually noisy when it's hungry. Right. It's noisy now because it's not happy.
Yeah.
Dinner last night. Oh. And I didn't eat that much. I really think it's that beer. I keep going back to that draft. One draft I had last night. One draft.
Can I ask you a question? While we were doing the tease of coming up next, you know, proof that you really should have to take a test before you take a kid home, mm-hmm. was your ass crack starting to sweat a little bit?
No.
were you starting to clench the cheeks together a little bit?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Dude, what are you embarrassed about? Don't be embarrassed. We've all been there.
People don't want to hear this.
Yes, they do. I don't know if you've noticed.
No,
but
they don't.
People love to hear about other people being in a worse off position than them. And you right now are the epitome of that situation.
They do not want to hear about that.
Yes, they do.
It's just everybody's experience.
Well, you know what? Let's ask around the room.
It's not a good situation. I feel a little nauseous. It's not great.
Brett, thoughts?
I find it very amusing, unfortunately.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. Yes.
Ted, do you think the audience wants to hear about Roger having the poopies?
I don't know about the audience, but I know I definitely do.
Right. Evil Roger, what happened in there?
I'll tell you what, you won't believe it. The whole toilet blew up.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I ran out of paper.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even wash my hands. I haven't been such a rush.
That's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
It's all over the ceiling.
The ceiling, the walls. It's incredible.
Oh, you guys are horrible.
It's like a Picasso in there.
That's not how it went.
No. How did it go, Raj? Give us the play.
It was fine.
Were you
No, there's no play-by-play.
As you ran out of the studio, were you unbuttoning your pants down the hallway?
Not until I got to the door. It's just those couple of seconds that you might need.
Yeah.
You got to do it. The gamble was nobody's inside.
Oh, God.
The gamble was Jason from BLI, because I know you guys are here.
Right.
And I heard Ted in the kitchen. I'm like, all right. Jason from BLI, I'm hoping, is in the studio, because if he's in there and I'm walking in, I'm like, that's the only guy I got to worry about in the building at this moment. And he wasn't there,
right,
so I was good.
But you
got
to see this. When Brett and I looked over and saw Ted was not in his studio, we were like, come on, be in there. Because then you know Roger's in the ladies' room.
He would have had to use the stall. I can hear you guys singing the summer 69.
Dude, we rocked it. I wish we were running tape on that thing.
Yeah. All right.
Better hope that Ted's not in there. Roger's gonna poop himself on the floor.
That's what you guys were singing.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna poop. Poop on the floor.
Oh, my God. All right. Very good. 6:40. Sunny at 80.
Could have been worse. Could have been Brown Sugar.
What's that?
Brown Sugar, the song from the Rolling Stones. You ever hear of him?
Oh, I see. Oh, the song.
As a matter of fact, you can win a trip today at 9, 12, and 5 to go see the Rolling Stones at the Desert Trip.
That's correct.
There you go, Rush.
Desert Trip Flyaway. Good job. Nice job. Let me write that down. Desert Trip.
This is the alley-oop.
There it is. All right, good. Here's Ted.
LIE eastbound into exit 39, Glen Cove Road. Accident there being worked.
All right. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP is 644.
Stinky.
95. It is not. 955 WBAB.
That smells the stinkies.
What?
I'm driving to work listening to this conversation. Now I got a brown dog barking at the back gate.
I've never heard that phrase.
Yeah, but at least your brown dog is keeping it together. Rogers is all loosey-goosey.
Oh, it's barking, though.
It only becomes life or death when you start to feel the ass crack sweat. Oh, when that happens, man, and you start tapping your feet, like, now you know you got problems.
Like, I wear hats. The sweat comes out from under the hat. On my head when I got it that bad.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. All right, 6:45.
Sunny. Dude, you're a human being. Why can't you talk about this? Relax. No, it's not that big a deal.
We're talking about it, but it's not.
It's not good. What are you embarrassed about? Everybody gets the poopies.
Okay, it's time now for the stuff
right,
you
guys?
Need to know.
Doesn't everybody get the poopies?
Brought to you by...
I just got lonely in here. Anybody? Bueller? Anybody?
It's the stuff you need to know, brought to you by the Your
this
Way
Diet. This is the
diet.
Stuff we need to know.
Yes. Here is Ted.
Britain has vowed to leave the European Union.
Oh,
give
no,
you some
no.
time.
Fine. It's
give
fine.
You a good... What's that, Brett? Like 13 minutes? Something like that?
Oh, yeah, live version, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you 13 minutes.
Whatever you need.
Don't need 13 minutes. I'm a little nauseous, but I'll be all right.
Is it nauseous, like you're going to throw up, or is it like...
A little bit.
The cramping?
Just a little bit. No, it's nausea. That's
yeah?
Just, yeah, I just feel a little... Like,
that doesn't explain the backdoor explosions.
Well, listen, no, we don't have to explain it. We don't have to do anything.
Why are you
it's
so
from
uncomfortable?
Dinner last night.
Stop
well,
being so
people
uncomfortable.
Don't hear, people don't want to hear
you
about this.
You keep saying people don't want to hear that.
No.
Brett told you he does. Ted told you he does. Evil Raj told you he does.
Yeah.
I told you I do. Yeah. Callers are calling in saying they want... They, you know, it's you're a human being, Raj. You know what? If anything, it brought you down off of that ivory tower that you're up in every
what
day.
Ivory
it made
tower?
You, it made you a human being.
That's ridiculous. Good morning, B.A.B. What?
Hey, how you doing, JP? Was it one of those dumps where it's like a fire hose and you get it all over your ass cheek?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when like somebody turns on the fire hose but nobody's holding it, it's like all over the joint.
Or even worse than that, it's one of those when you're finally done and you still have cramps. Those are the really bad ones.
No cramps.
You know,
just
it happened to me, just so you know, it happened to me last week. I started coaching my son's last game, and before the game started, I started to feel that way. But, you know, when you coach them at that age, you're on the field and you're running around with them. And for whatever reason, it went away. The second we got in the car, it kicked in. Now, my house is about 7 minutes, 8 minutes away from the fields. And the minute I got in the car, it kicked in hard. So now Nicole sees what Nicole's in the car with me. The kids are in the car with me. Daddy, what's the matter? Nothing. Nicole's like, Daddy's got to poop. And now, it's one thing when you're by yourself. And you just got to come on. And you can start making illegal maneuvers and driving maybe a little bit erratically.
Yeah.
Can't do that with the kids
in the car. Right.
Can't do it.
Right.
And now you got your wife going, wow, that's got to suck. And she's like taunting you in your ear.
Taunting you?
Yeah. I mean, I would have been doing the exact same thing,
course.
So I get it.
That's right.
But, you know.
I deserve it.
That makes it. That definitely makes it worse.
Thanks, man.
See ya.
Later. And in that route, there's nowhere. The only place I could have stopped was a Wendy's. Like, that's the only place I could have stopped
to run it.
No, it's not.
Good enough in that situation.
No, because you got a decision. You can risk it, because if you get out of the car and somebody's in that bathroom, you're dead.
Well, that's true.
You're dead. Now,
so
or I could drive
the
other 4 minutes and get home. But talk about white knuckle. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Going for the sure thing.
10-2, right knuckle. You get to that, like, your feet start tapping. That's the worst. That's
hit all
work.
The stop signs.
Right.
There's somebody waiting at the stop sign. You got to wait for them to go.
I'm pulling up. The garage door opens. I
already
get it
open.
Out. I don't even think the car was in park.
Leave the car running.
I ran out. I tripped over a bicycle. Mother F this. The goddamn bikes. Kids suck. You know?
Horrible.
Yeah.
All right. 6:54. Well, that was fun. Sunny and 80 degrees today. At 8:20, we'll do our top 10. 9
coming
o'clock,
up,
the desert flyaway in the
coming
Colorado
up next,
cache.
Raj goes too early during birthday sex.
Oh, God. What? All right.
And his love for the pegging fetish.
Oh, God, with the pegging. All right, here's that.
On the LIE eastbound side.